WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville's Chihamba African American Festival is back, and we've got a preview. A Virginia Tech-designed self-driving car makes a cross-country trip winding up in Richmond, and we take a look at money in Virginia politics. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, July 27th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
The Chihamba African American Cultural Arts Festival launches its 28th edition this week, beginning today. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini has this preview.
Organized by a festival committee with the support of the city of Charlottesville and other sponsors, the festival will kick off at the Carver Recreation Center on Thursday. It will start with A Taste of Africa, featuring food, products, and groups from Ghana and Kenya, and a silent auction. Lily Williams is co-chair of the festival's board.
So we're going to have an evening of storytelling, and we got God's Bungo Gospel Group. On Friday, of course, is Ladies' Night. And that's going to be a hair show, a fashion show. We got Sisters Conquering Cancer modeling. If you do want to attend, because of the capacity, you will have to have a ticket to come.
You can find the tickets at eventbrite.com. But no ticket is needed for the final day, Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. at Booker T. Washington Park on Preston Avenue.
That's in a village setting. I'm sure if you've come, you'll enjoy yourself. There's going to be food vendors, a health fair. It's a family event. It's going to be wonderful.
For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.
And you'll find more information about the festival at WMRA.org. More than 10 years ago, a small team of students and engineers from Virginia Tech won big at a national contest for software that allowed a car to drive all on its own. That technology has since grown into a successful Blacksburg-based company that's on the cutting edge of self-driving technology. The company just completed its first cross-country road trip. And Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain was in Richmond as the team pulled into their final stop.
After having logged more than 2,500 self-driving miles from D.C. to Seattle and back, the car pulled up at Virginia's executive mansion in Richmond and picked up Governor Terry McAuliffe before doing one last loop around the block.
Fascinating technology. I mean, we drove all the way around here until we came in here. Apparently they had a tough time mapping. Not allowed to come in here and map with the Capitol grounds. But, I mean, we didn't touch anything, and it stopped at the stoplight. And when it turned green, it automatically took off and took a right.
Torque Robotics, the Blacksburg-based company, doesn't manufacture cars. Instead, it designs the software that can make just about any vehicle self-driving. Researchers now have two Lexus RXs outfitted with radar and camera technology. CEO Michael Fleming explains.
So we take all of that sensor data, combine it into a representation of what you and I see within the world, looking at roads, lane lines, pedestrians, and other cars.
Torque has already sold the technology for commercial use in mining operations and with military vehicles, but executives are hoping test runs like this cross-country trip will help them get ready for the consumer market soon. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Also yesterday, Governor McAuliffe announced that more than 300 state and local government-owned vehicles are now a little more eco-friendly. The cars and buses have been outfitted to run on alternative fuels such as natural gas and propane instead of diesel or petroleum. Michael Bisogno is in charge of Virginia's fleet. He says much of the progress has come from localities.
They are also establishing infrastructure so that we can start to build putting more cars on the road. Infrastructure is a bottleneck, and if you don't have it, you can't fuel. And so having localities like Chesterfield County, they've built a number of propane sites that the state can now use and convert vehicles.
When McAuliffe first took office almost 4 years ago, he set a target of converting 300 vehicles by the end of his term. Finally, money has become an increasingly important part of politics, and candidates spend a larger portion of their time dialing for dollars. But as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, money does not always equal success.
True or false? A candidate who raises more money is more likely to win. You might assume that's true, but a new analysis from the Virginia Public Access Project challenges that assumption. It looks at candidates who spent the most amount of money in 20 open-seat primaries and found that they were more likely to lose. Jeff Skelly, the University of Virginia Center for Politics, says that's true, but it's a phenomenon that's limited to open seat primaries.
This isn't including any incumbents who won renomination in a primary. And in a lot of these cases, there wasn't much of a difference between how much the person who raised the most and the person who actually beat them.
Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says many candidates who spend large amounts of money and end up losing are trying to overcome some kind of liability.
Not being very well known, not having a long track record of politics in an area where they're running, being in an area where they're severely in the minority in terms of their party identification, all kinds of reasons like that.
Candidates are not throwing in the towel on fundraising. In fact, the most recent round of campaign finance documents unleashed a torrent of press releases from candidates bragging that they've raised more money than their opponents. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Thursday.